the World Cup draws near, football fans and enthusiasts are wondering whether they would have constant electricity supply to watch the tournament. Radio Ghana finds out from the Electricity Company of Ghana whether there would still be the usual load shedding or Ghanaians will need to do something else. The Public Relations Officer of ECG, William Boateng, said Ghanaians will have to develop the habit of energy conservation in order to coordinate with power stakeholders to manage the megawatts as the tournament kicks off.
I know shedding throughout the period of the World Cup, but can also put across a clarion call for customers around the peak. Just think about energy consumption, and then also others moving towards what we call sacrifice for our cause. Between 6 and 10, there is no solution to air conditioning, and they will finish the match or they will pass to that peak period. If we are all going to abide by that sacrifice, I'm certain that will be saving something that's huge quantum of our recovery. That's about the good of Ashanti.
So definitely the load shedding will continue side by side.
Yes, but we are saying that it's going to be better for us. Despite the load shedding, we can have a stable load shedding system because the load shedding is not erratic. You can be on, they will put you off because the power has gone up during the peak loop. And what you put, what you have put all their machines on, they are playing at full volume and it's backing all the power. So we can decide to concentrate to each other and then work something around that field. And if that was that type of program or we launch that type of campaign, we can all benefit them down. Because if Energy Commission is saying that 25% of the energy they are wasting and I put it at conservation position, like yes, only 10%. A huge amount.
I once told you that these shop operators by the roadside put on the light throughout the day, especially during weekends.
For us to go and disconnect them or prosecute.
No, I'm not calling for disconnection, but those are some of the things.
But I'm saying that, yes, I'm saying that is what we can do, the education, that we can start a campaign, that's what we want to launch. A campaign drawing Ghanaians' attention, that it is high time we cultivated the habit of energy conservation. When you go outside, you energy the space, and that's why it's not conserve energy. So for this 1 month, meanwhile, there's no enough generation already. You want to watch your football also around the peak time. The wisest and accessible thing for all of us to do is to conserve energy around those periods so that you can all watch the football. Or else, by the low shedding, areas that are not supposed to go, you still go because of the pressure. Now, come on in.
That was the Public Relations Officer of ECG, William Boateng.